Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 265. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
Excited.
Why are we excited?
I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide
it? I can't hide it. I'm not going to sing that song, though, I promise. You know who's in
I'm about to lose control.
You know who's in the studio tonight?
Who's in the studio tonight, Sean?
The Pete Peterson.
The Pete Peterson.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Hello. Yay. Although, I want to say before we get started.
Uh-oh.
Ever since, Sean, you told me, was it Friday? When did he tell us, Nate? Thursday or Friday?
Yeah.
That Pete was probably going to come on.
Uh-huh.
Ever since that, my Penguins have gotten beat in the playoffs to his Flyers.
Twice.
Yeah. They're 0-2. And now the Red Sox are getting beat by the Yankees. So
bottom of the seventh, it's 3-0 Yankees.
So, yeah, ever since he
so no more Pete. Is that
no more Pete after this?
He's
I got to have my teams.
I know. Said, do we need to have the lawyer that's on retainer to be here tonight?
This is terrible. All my teams are losing. No.
Now he did want to sit in your chair. He was going to instinctively sit in your chair because that's where
he's in the King's chair.
We used to. Yeah.
But
this
he did.
Is
that's right.
Pete's first time in this studio, though.
Yeah.
I told him we should have torches lining the way to show you how to get to this.
And studio. It's the first time that all four of us have been together. I couldn't believe it at first, and then I was like, wait a minute. I know I've been with Pete, and then it was when Sean was gone.
So yeah.
That's what I was thinking about.
You and Nate both thought that we'd all four gone together or done this together, but we have not. So this is history in the making. So I have a grievance about that. Like, why did it take us 265 episodes? Pete, I
think that's a you problem.
I blame you. No, problem. I know exactly.
He's like, I'm here.
You run the podcast.
We kind of do. Yeah, we kind
of. Sort of. Inmates running the asylum, yeah.
So everybody having a good week? It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Well, still, it's two full days.
Tomorrow's Friday for me. We're going on vacation for our anniversary, so.
Happy anniversary.
Really looking for thank you.
How many years?
Oh.
How many happy years?
Nate's like, oh, we got to write that down.
We got to bleep that out, Pete.
Dude, I seriously have to think about it, because for a while we.
He's kidding, Nicole. He's kidding.
We did. 20 was like. And then after 20,
oh my
just
gosh,
like,
past 20. Oh, yeah, no wonder you don't
it
remember.
It was just like, da, da, da,
yeah,
da,
once you pass 20, it's like
I
120.
Think next year's 25.
So it might 24. Be 20. So the answer is
don't ask that question.
You've been so happily married.
Make sure
you just can't.
Nicole just, doesn't listen to this.
Who cares about how many years? It's just.
Where are you going? That's the next question.
Where are you going again?
We're going to Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Tampa.
Yeah.
I've been there.
There you go.
It's awesome.
I like Tampa.
Yeah.
I do too.
We went to the Children's Museum there and. Somewhere else in Tampa. A big mall. A big shopping mall.
Okay.
And then we kind of drove around the city for a little bit. And it was about 110 degrees.
It's hot. It gets hot down.
Yeah. Oh, boy, was it hot. Well, nice. Yeah. Congratulations. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scott and Corey just celebrated their 17th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yes, sir. So, we're here. It's recording on a Tuesday night.
It's happening.
What do you got going on tomorrow? I can't remember what.
Mother-in-law's birthday.
Ah, yeah. You
got
to...
But just got informed this evening that she wants to go out over the weekend.
Oh.
So you're like, I moved all this.
So
it's fine.
We could have recorded tomorrow.
That's
but,
all right.
Oh, well.
That's right.
We had it set up for tonight. So.
Oh, mother-in-law.
Right. I might go to a Plainfield High School baseball game tomorrow night. So
there
that's okay.
There
if it
go.
If it doesn't rain.
Is it Mooresville?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
So. Yeah. I think so.
But,
Harrison said we got to catch that one.
No problem.
I guess the plan that she came up with is... Because me and Rachel are going up to the camper, get it opened up this weekend. So she's going to, her and my father-in-law are going to come here Sunday and order pizzas for them and the boys and stuff. And I can't eat because I have my colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'll just show up and eat your share of pizza.
There you go.
There you go.
Problem solved.
He'll be your proxy.
Yes.
Pizza proxy.
I will be...
It's a thing.
Pete the
on
pizza
a liquid diet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, I haven't had to good. Do that.
I'll say that. Well, good. Hope everything comes out okay. Because a lot of it's going to come out. Sean, you having a good week so far?
I am. Good, I'm having a good 2 days. Good. Yes, coming down from Whispers Estate.
Yeah, so we went to Whispers Estate Saturday night with Scott and Corey and from Greenwood Happy Haunts. And your son, Harrison, joined us for his first
paranormal investigation.
And Austin and Lydia.
Yes.
Austin Lawrence and Lydia Carpenter.
Minus me.
Minus Nate.
Well, and we said this is...
You were there in spirit.
We said this is close to our dream team. We're missing a few people, but this was it was pretty cool. All of us got together. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we did was eat right, remember? We went to the Railroad Cafe, which is right around the corner, basically.
Slash bar.
Slash bar. Nice. Lounge.
And it was... slash lounge.
It was karaoke night.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's the... I've had some good tenderloins. That's probably the best tenderloin I've had. I like grilled tenderloins. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then Harrison ordered a breaded tenderloin. And so when she brought them out, like mine was this big. Harrison's was probably 3 or 4 inches bigger.
This was a giant.
He goes, why is mine so much bigger than Todd? And mine was huge. I asked my mom and she said, because it's breaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I said, oh, that's the difference. Okay.
How thick were they? Did they pound them like real thin or?
No, it's no, thick.
It good. Was good. Thick, yeah. I hate when
crinkle
they do
fries
that.
Were good. And yeah. Oh, man, it's good service. The girl's good. So.
Yeah. Nothing like crinkle fries.
And it Sean was... bought. So that was even better.
That's right. Yeah, I did. Yes.
Did you karaoke? What did you say?
No, we did not.
Oh. We did not. There was some we good had, music no. playing. There yeah. was good music. We had intentions too, but we had to get off to
it was, the, it was a nice little,
to
little
place.
To the
Whispers Estate.
So, but yeah, it was right around the corner. So we started at Railroad, ended, yeah, and then started Whispers, and then the shenanigans began.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun. It was a great night.
And it was wild.
We stayed about 6 hours.
Yeah, we did.
So
we were getting tired about 2 o'clock, which is about the time when, because we went there with Aaron, you know, and what, 5 years ago?
October of 2021.
Nate was showing me the picture in the closet with all the mirrors and everything, which we took another picture with Harrison in there. Yeah. Harrison's like, what's happening in here? We're like, portals, we think. We're pretty
your
sure
soul is being sucked.
Exactly. Like, but look, you're above you and you're below you and you're beside. It's wild though in there. But you wouldn't go in there last time and neither would Aaron.
I have no
they still have the chair
and going in
and
there.
And the chair is still chair. In there and it's so creepy.
So I went Sean and Harrison wanted to go in there. So they went in there and I closed the door on them, turned out the, did you guys turn the light out too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they stayed in there for a minute or so. And then I went in. And then all three of us, we did a selfie.
We were all in there, and then we couldn't get out. And I was like, push the door, and Austin had put the bucket, and there's a bucket with like coins, a heavy bucket. Mm. And he did it on purpose, and I said, hey, did you put the bucket in front of the door? And he goes, what are you talking about? And I go, uh-huh, sure. Like, the ghost did it. He's like, I didn't do it. I'm like, uh-huh, thanks, Austin.
But at first, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? I'm like, open the door. Yeah.
You feel trapped. You're like, this is not good.
But it was good. We used, Scott and Corey had equipment. Of course, Austin, Lydia used theirs.
And their equipment that they said never goes off went off a bunch.
We used dowsing. We got to see and use dowsing rods for the first time. That was cool, outside and inside. Mm-hmm. And got a lot of activity.
We found out Harrison's touched. Nice.
Harrison has the touch with the dowsing rods.
Yeah, so that was, which was really cool. And we did ask it some questions about the podcast.
We did.
It did not, it said, anyway, whatever the heck it was, said it does not like your dad joke.
And that's bull.
Which is, so it's got to be wrong.
not haunted
mistaken.
At all.
No.
Yeah, no way.
No.
It does not like my middle-aged moment or dark side. And he's like, what but do it, you like, Nate? That's a wrap?
And
yes.
Yes. It crossed. I'm like,
do you miss Nate? Yes. Yeah. Is Nate your favorite? Yes. I'm like, gosh.
But we did ask it if we're going to be around for another 5 years, and it said yes.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, of course.
Yeah. That's
so,
right.
Harrison said, well, you get another co-host in the future, and it said yes, and I said, well, that's funny because Pete's coming, so it's right, you know, like we are getting another host.
So you were talking about the mirrored bath. Was it a bathroom?
No, it's a closet. Yeah.
It reminded me,
I was a mirrored bathroom. Weird.
I'm telling you,
we had one
it's
when
weird,
I was a kid,
but I was helping a buddy out. He was a general contractor repainting this woman's house, and he's like, oh, just come in, you know, help paint some registers or whatever. And the one bathroom, she was gone for the day. The one bathroom we were allowed to use was this downstairs half bath, and it was and it was all mirrors. So you literally had to sit on the toilet, and you just saw yourself like in infinite toilet
perching
person. Yeah,
we had that when I was
a toilet portal.
Yeah, it was horrible. But
we had that when I was a kid. When I was a kid, we had a half bathroom in our basement, and it had that, and it was the weirdest thing. But that's what they did. Like everything was mirrors.
Yeah,
so it's weird.
It was creepy. So.
But it was good. It was a good time.
We had an awesome
time. It's always a it's kind of like when we end the podcast. It was a letdown, you know, to end it in the night because so much happened. And it was fun. And it was fun being with friends. So I know I needed it. So
Yeah, it always stinks when you're having a good time and then having to stop.
Did you guys stay down there or did you just drive right back?
No, I drove back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harrison drove there in.
He did. Home. Yeah. And then the next day, so we had a baseball game we had to get up for. So we were only asleep for a couple hours.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, Dad, I'll drive to the game. And I was like, dude, I can drive if you want me to. And we got up and I went to drive. He goes, yeah, Dad. He got it that way. He was dragging. So he was at the game and people were like, you okay, Harrison? He goes, tough morning. I'm like, I bet it is.
Yeah. I didn't get to bed. I got home exactly. I pulled in the driveway at 3:30. But I was still kind of wound up, and I was like, I'll get a bowl of cereal, and I was hungry, and I didn't get to bed till 4:30. I was, yeah, and then I slept, I don't know, until
blueberries?
Noon. Like noon. Blueberries, no.
Blueberries is right.
Captain Crunchberry.
Extra Crunchberries or just regular?
Regular.
Okay.
Right.
These are important questions, Tom.
Mm-hmm. These are important. So, yeah, it was 4:30.
You take cereal very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Cereal is right there.
Cereal killer.
Hey, what?
Your spoon's right there.
Oh, yeah. Serial killer. That's right. Well, I'm glad everybody's having a good week so far. And hope the creepies are having a good week whenever they listen to this. It is time now for the dad joke of the show.
Be still our heart. Watch out.
No matter what the spirits say at Whispers Estate, I don't care what they say. I'm still doing my dad jokes.
You're a little... miffed at that, aren't you?
So I couldn't figure out why the baseball kept getting larger. Then it hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that one. He did that one for you, Pete.
Yeah,
you
know,
he did.
I liked it.
Got to do a good baseball dad joke. Yeah. Then it hit me. So that is the dad joke of the show. And as always, you're welcome.
I like that one.
Well, thanks, Nate. I appreciate
it.
You're in a good mood tonight.
Did we say thank you?
Take that, Whispers of State.
Right? Exactly.
All right. That is the dad joke. Sean, first announcements.
I got him over here. We come here for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, the fun. But the most important thing that we do, and even though Pete's here, we're still going to do it. We're going to continue to build a mental health community. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely.
I'm trying not to talk with my hands over here because Pete's like, dang, he talks a lot with his hands. He's very animated.
We're so close. He's going
to
hit me.
Well, Pete wanted to sit on my lap and I said, no, Pete, that's not appropriate. Oh, maybe the next time you come. Just kidding.
I knew on the way here he was going to be extra wild and inappropriate because Pete was going to be.
So this is kind of my fault.
I'll go.
It's totally your fault.
All right. I'll go get the shock collar.
Could you?
So at dinner, I was.
I got attacked by Winston outside. Now we're got Sean in here. I can't, all this chaos, crazy.
We were at dinner at the Railroad Cafe, and I was getting hyper because we were all together. Of course, I hugged everybody. The waitress came out. Oh, it's time for hugs, huh? And I swear to God,
get in here.
You're not alone. I did not hug her.
He was very huggy.
I was huggy. And so then Todd, we all sat down and he looked at Harrison. He goes, your dad's just like this in the podcast. I can't keep him under control.
I was like,
it's true.
Get you a spray bottle. Mini
Todd,
me.
Stop. I really did. As the evening went on, I tried to behave myself during the investigation. And they, are you okay, Sean? I'm like, I'm just trying to cool my jets.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I had to put baby in the corner.
Well, we do want our creepies to be healthy.
We do.
Utilize the professional help. Utilize our group.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Friends, family, whoever you can reach out to.
Don't put yourself in the corner.
No.
On an island.
Or in a closet full of mirrors.
Our hotline.
Or a toilet full of mirrors.
Or a toilet full of
mirrors. Our hotline now directs to Pete Peterson. Did you know that? you need help? Call Pete.
I'll answer every time.
That's right. Is this Pete? The Pete Peterson?
There's a lot of people hurting out there.
That's right.
For different reasons. So, you know, join groups. There's groups on Facebook that I'm a part of and, kind of encourage each other. And
I talked to one of my patients, and he's been dealing with a lot of stuff. I won't go into the details, but they changed his medication, and we were talking about it. And he's like, "I just don't even feel like I have the motivation to do anything." And I said, "Well, let's hope some of the medicines help." But like we just talked about it, but I'm like, I can totally understand what hole you're in, you know. But he just, and his wife's like, "This isn't him. This isn't who he normally is." And so I'm like, I know it's not. I'm like, we're going to keep showing up. And I told him the same things we tell our listeners. Don't live on an island, and you got to keep talking about it. At least we're talking, you know, he's a very strong, tough man, you know, retired army and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, I don't want to talk about it, but I am going to talk about it because I'm scared, you know? So, but yeah.
And it's
out there,
and it's good to admit that you're scared or you're struggling or whatever. I mean, don't hold it in.
Yeah.
No judgment. Just go and talk to someone about it.
Very true. So we love you guys out there. Well, thanks, Sean. You did a good job on that. Not too bad. Special announcements. Indiana Paranormal Expo is on Saturday, June 20th at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. I guess it's 9 to 5, you said, Sean, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like Dolly
from 9 to 5. We're gonna be guest speakers there. There's gonna be vendors, other paranormal investigators, all kinds of people in the paranormal field. So come out and see us and hear us. And Sean's going to, how he got his own time.
Todd made sure to, since he had Austin's ear, he said, now, that's right. How did I not get like 45 minutes for my dad jokes?
Yeah. You know, what kind of crap is this?
Can you imagine 45 minutes of dad jokes / puns?
Yeah, I've got them.
I'm sure you do.
I could go on for a strong 2 hours.
That could be
a
full episode.
And each time, I would have Nate do the laugh track. Each time.
Nate's like, you sure? Okay, fine.
No, but come out.
Or crickets.
Or crickets. Hello, is this on? Tap the mic. No, yeah, come out to the Paranormal Expo. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Great time.
Yeah, yeah.
You going, Pete?
It's June 20th,
you said? Yeah, Saturday.
You're going to be in town?
I'll be in town.
Yeah.
Why not? Good times.
You've already committed, so you're in now.
You said yes.
Yeah, and the
don't heckle us.
And the money goes to benefit the Thomas House in Tennessee.
Nice
haunted location that apparently we talked about that I can't remember.
Which now we're gonna go. Yeah, we're gonna go there too. So
yeah, and surprise them with, because they have no idea that Austin and Lydia are doing this expo to raise money for them.
Do they listen to this podcast?
I was going to say, I don't think so. Not. Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought about that, but I'm like, I'll take a chance and mention it. You know, I don't think they listen. If they did, I just ruined it. If I did, I just ruined it. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. So, and Sean's got his, I mean, this is going to drop afterwards, but Sean's got his first book signing coming up.
I do. That's this Saturday. Yep.
So, are you excited?
I am excited. Yeah. I'm honestly excited to hang out at Greenwood Happy Haunts. That's what I want to
do. Oh, yeah.
And I've been telling people, I'm like, you can come see me. I'll probably just, you know, like throw books your way and like just enjoy Greenwood Happy Haunts. There's a girl at the chiropractor office. She said, I live in New Whiteland. And she said, I've never been there and I love Halloween. I'm like, come. So she's like, I'm going to come see you. Oh, yeah. And I said, I'll introduce you to Scott and Corey. Like, you know, hang out. I'm like, this is going to be your Mecca. And so she's like, I've heard about it. I just didn't know, you know, anything about it. I'm like, well, now you're going to know. So.
Well, Harrison asked, he was like, why'd he ask, like, what's the store like or what's it got?
And
like,
I was like, you've never been there?
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. William has. I'm like, it's hard to explain.
It is. Yeah.
It's wall to wall.
Just go. Yeah.
You know, horror, Halloween.
Creepy.
Yeah. Creepy, yeah.
It's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Oh, my
Halloween.
Gosh. Yes, that's a good way to put it, Nate.
Pure imagination.
There's no Oompa Loompas, though.
So, imps. Just imps.
Imps, yeah. Imps, elves, and whatever else. Yeah, leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
Oh, let's hope.
All right. Yeah, come out to the expo. So, Sean,
yes,
we are to the point where you're going to tell the creepies what we're going to talk about for this episode.
This is Nate's choice, and we are going to talk about Bellhurst Castle. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent. Bellhurst Castle.
Bellhurst. And the good news is it's not hard to
pronounce.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty easy.
I hope so.
Yeah. It looks pretty. It looks like a castle-ish.
Yeah, and you think castles are always somewhere outside this country, and this one's not.
No.
So it is in Geneva, New York, and it is a historic hotel and resort located on the shores of Seneca Lake that is widely considered haunted. Of course it is. That's why we're talking about it. And having been included in New York's Haunted History Trail. Because did you know there's a Haunted History Trail?
I did not. Now well, I do.
It's part of it.
Geneva, New York. Yeah, I've never heard of Geneva, New York.
I think we drove through it. We were going to Maine. And did we? I think we stopped in Seneca Falls, so we were close. We so must have driven right by. I just hadn't looked
at it. Did you feel the haunting?
Not quite.
Okay.
Well, this says Bellhurst Castle is a beautiful castle-style hotel that boasts three unique properties right on the shores of Seneca Lake. The hotel has everything from a luxurious spa to wine and craft beer, pairings as well as highbrow dining for guests to enjoy. Always like highbrow dining. That's just right up my alley.
Do you have to hold your brows up high while you're
right.
eating?
That's right. They also host an array of weddings on the picturesque grounds. However, guests have been known to be haunted by a few ghosts that loom on the premises, the most notable ghost being a late opera singer who was not shy about making her presence known throughout the hotel along with a prank-playing caretaker. I say we put on the list already.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a prank-playing caretaker, I mean, what else do you need?
Like you said, there's three buildings in the estate.
Mm-hmm.
That have undergone various transformations over the years. And with those transformations have come tales of underground passages, hidden treasures, and ghosts.
Get the dowsing rods. We're finding the treasure with the dowsing rods.
Come on, Harrison, let's go.
That's the trifecta there.
Oh, yeah.
They may frown upon us digging up their yard.
So. Yeah, we might want to get permission first.
Yeah.
Maybe.
For some reason, I immediately thought of Sean having a shovel digging. It's like, Sean,
what are you doing?
Huh? We're trespassing.
Well, I'm just digging a ditch here. I'm just digging my trenches.
It said there was treasure right here.
Do you know, I found this out, which I think I've heard this before, but do you know why they dig 6 feet to bury bodies? When it started happening. We've never talked about this I don't think we have. 1600s is when it like officially started becoming 6 feet. And they said that was because of wild animals digging people up. So it also kept the smell under control. Mm-hmm. They thought it would help with grave robbers, but it was in the 1600s and that tradition just kind of stuck. I also heard somebody say, how come they always buried them like horizontally and not vertically? And it's like, you'd have a lot more space in cemeteries and graveyards but they said, well, nobody wanted grandma to be in a tube and just be like, you know, like decompose into this mush.
Would you rather be standing for eternity or laying in a nice, comfortable?
But you won't know it though. I mean, you know.
Well, that's what's that's laughable. It's like, they don't know either way.
It is so weird.
You can be in your little cylinder of mush at the base of it after however long, you know what I mean?
Just a pile.
Like, I used to be my grandmother. But so it's a weird thought, but like, I think I'll just be like cremated.
That's why I want to be a cremated.
I agree. I'm like,
I want to be a crispy critter.
I want to be buried facing down. Never mind.
So all your critics can.
Yeah. That's what the legendary Bob Knight said.
Have a place to park their bike.
Yeah. Bellhurst Castle. Yeah. I like this place. I say put on the list already. Has quite a history that spans all the way back to Native Americans. Did you know that?
Of course it does.
That inhabited the area as it was originally the site of a Seneca Indian village and home to the Council of the Six Nations of the Iroquois. After the land was re-inhabited by settlers, the property became part of the state of Massachusetts in 1738 by two land developers. In 1810, the land was sold to a few businessmen, and they built and operated the Ontario Glass Manufacturing Company, which was the first glass company west of Albany. However, in 1824, the land was divided among stockholders of the glass company, with William DeLong receiving the largest portion of the land, which became the grounds to be the hotel. So there you go, a little history.
It's very convoluted. It says, the Bellhurst has a colorful past, love affairs, embezzling funds, even death. Locals have called the three buildings on the property the haunted houses, which is very appropriate. Throughout history, the buildings change hands many times, some turning old and dilapidated, with their broken windows and strange towers sparking stories of underground passages and hidden treasures. But are they truly haunted? One such house, the Hermitage, saw its owner die of blood poisoning after falling and breaking his leg. Another crumbling house was torn down in the spring of 1888. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that would have been... That was not that... It's not that impressive. No, 1988. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. 1888, in preparation for the Bellhurst Castle.
It was a single-level ranch. It really wasn't doing anything for the owners. It just said, you know, tear this thing down.
Over the
way in 1988.
Over the 4 years that it took to construct the four-story mansion, one man... I think it took 50 men 4 years. One man fell from the tower and died. Another went insane while assembling the roof. That one got me. Like I can't do this roof any longer. One more tile, it's going to drive me completely nuts.
So, well, if it was like, kind of weird.
It is weird.
Well,
it's a lot of roof, though.
If it was like a slate roof,
it's a lot of roof.
That's like an art to be able to put slate roofing tiles on because you can't, when you're hammering in the nails, you can't hit the slate or...
Maybe it was
got to get another one.
Right.
Did they do to
nail it in and not hit the slate?
Nate don't know. Did they have mercury in the roof tile?
No, not to my knowledge.
Mercury.
That was in the hats. You know, the Mad Hatters and stuff. Oh, like mad roofers, but not so
much. He's okay. Mad.
cut his mic.
I've got mercury poisoning.
Oh my gosh!
His hat's on too tight.
Again, right? It's because it's not the hat's fault. It's the head's fault. The head's too big.
What is in that Celsius?
When we see him at the book signing, oh my gosh, he's going to...
It's not even crazy. You're going to be like crazy, man. Knockoff.
Oh, it's off-brand Celsius. Okay. Mm.
Jenna told me, she goes, I love Celsius. Keep your hands off my Celsius. Drink this.
Somebody had...
It's probably mercury.
Somebody had a Celsius at Whispers, and I was like, who brought Celsius? I want to steal it. But I didn't.
It was me.
It wasn't? Mm-hmm. Wasn't yours?
Mm. You could have stole it.
I had never heard of it until we went to Florida about 3 years ago on vacation, and the kids were... We went to the store and they were just buying this. I'm like, what is this drink? And then once I stole some of theirs, I'm like, oh, this is great. This is it.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like the nectar of the gods.
Nectar of the gods, yeah.
So you're mentioning the opera singer.
Oh.
Her name is Isabella.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty beautiful name, right?
Mm-hmm. Isabella.
Whoa.
So what is...
She was a beautiful opera singer. And the person after whom the castle spa and salon are named after. According to the local stories, Isabella fled to the Americas with her forbidden lover, Spanish Don.
Quixote? I
mean, yeah.
That's it, right?
Her forbidden lover.
They built a house with a secret tunnel, which collapsed on Isabella while the couple was attempting to escape the authorities.
Serves her right.
To this
That's not nice. That's not nice. That's not nice.
To this day, the white lady...
Of course. No other color exists.
...of Bellhurst Castle is said to walk the shores of... what's the lake called?
Seneca.
Seneca. Seneca. Okay. I would have butchered that.
Seneca.
Seneca.
Seneca Lake, mourning her lost lover. Sightings of Isabella dressed in white have been reported standing on the front lawn or appearing as a ghostly apparition flying in through the windows.
Oh, that'd be something to say.
The only thing I don't understand, if she's the one that got killed in the collapse, why is she mourning her lost lover?
Because she doesn't have him anymore.
He probably ran off with somebody
else. I mean, yeah, it's a tragic...
He was Spanish Don.
Story. So Spanish Don ran off?
Spanish Don. Probably. I just like the name Spanish Don.
It's awesome.
With someone
it's
else.
The first
Todd Spanish Don Hedges. Someone just got a new nickname.
And of course, she's the lady in white. I mean, of course, I wonder how many times we have mentioned a lady
hardly
in white.
Hardly ever. We did an episode or and we're like, you know, we barely ever hear about the woman in white or lady in white, but. That and the ladies of the night, right?
If I would have known before we started this podcast that we would mention a lady in white or Indian
almost around, every single time.
I would have said, let's keep a tab, running tab. Yeah. It would be hundreds.
Yeah, at least.
So, yeah. Yeah, poor Isabel. That's terrible. That's tragic. Yeah. To go off of what Nate was reading, it says in Bellhurst's telling, when they escaped through the tunnel and reached Seneca Lake, Isabella was swept away by a huge wave.
Huh?
William grasped Isabella, and the two were pulled into the depths of the lake, drowning in the icy waters. Locals still insist that in the dead of the night, they've seen the couple walking hand in hand on the property. So there's a different little spin on Isabella.
So was it a tunnel Spanish collapse down. Or drowning?
Yeah.
We will never know.
Sounds like somebody's making something up. Darn it.
All right.
But the Indians are real, right?
That's right. That's what Bellhurst says. So that's right. I don't know. I don't know who to believe.
There was history of being a speakeasy and a casino, and that's some of the things people hear in some of the hotel rooms is like, oh, it's furniture moving upstairs as if it were like a gaming table or a roulette table or something like that. So that was pretty creepy. You'd just be sleeping or just dozing off, and all of a sudden you hear the roulette wheel turn or something like that. Click, 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 click. That'd be pretty neat.
That would be kind of neat.
Somebody's at it.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite? You said your favorite was Dick O'Brien when he...
The caretaker.
The old caretaker, yeah. He passed away in 72.
Yeah.
They said guests still see him walking up the stairs, sitting in his favorite chair. Apparently he had a favorite chair.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I mean, Dick O'Brien.
My goodness.
Spanish Don and Dick O'Brien. I got the names here. So Austin...
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just funny.
Austin, that makes me think with all these names... We're talking about Pete being there, Pete Peterson's going to be there, which Jenna still teases me. Like, why do you say certain people's names first and last? I just do it. I said, some people...
It rolls off the tongue.
It's needed. It's necessary. And
it's necessary.
He asked those Dowsy Grounds. He goes, does Sean make up the names?
Oh, yeah.
That he comes up with? And he's like, there's no Dave Domi. No, there's no Pete Peterson. There's no Gazooka. And I'm like, I swear to you, they're all real. Ask the guys. And like...
He did ask that question.
We're not even going to answer that. We're not going to dignify that.
That was funny. That was good.
He accuses me of lying.
Well, you know. I mean, you know.
Or elaborate or exaggerating.
Exaggerating, yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Be a bit of a storyteller.
Embellishing.
Big fish stories might be in my repertoire, yes.
Fantastic movie, Jersey. Big fish.
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah. Man.
Back to Bellhurst.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. We're talking about something more...
Yeah.
Staff members have reported showers turning on and off in guest rooms, bottles and glasses flying around the bar, and tablecloths unexpectedly tied to chandeliers.
That I found weird. I mean, yeah, tablecloths moved or something like that, or, you know, a blanket on a bed being moved or pillows being moved, but that's pretty cool. You're taking a tablecloth and... whatever it is, whatever entity is tying into a chandelier.
And who knows how high the chandelier is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, if we go, we'll find out.
Yeah.
So the ghosts are clean and they're funny. They like to play jokes, right? The gags.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Does not appear to be anything malevolent or angry or upset.
No. So far, like I never found anything that was malevolent.
It said guests report hearing the sound of a soft lullaby being sung in the middle of the night. Or the sound of children playing and screaming in the room next to them, most commonly reported by pregnant women. Others hear the sound of furniture being moved above them, coming from the room that once housed the roulette wheel and gambling tables when Bellhurst was a speakeasy and gambling casino. Speakeasies are fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been fun back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I've got here, it says there's a couple that visit Bellhurst Castle, seems like periodically. It says, whenever we visit Bellhurst Castle, I ask the staff if they've had any ghostly encounters. Most shrug and say they don't believe in that sort of thing. But one person told me about feeling the air turn cold. Another, when asked, said, I've got something better. I've got a picture. Pulling out his phone, he scrolled through his photos and showed us a picture of a woman. Oh, I'm sorry. Showed us a picture a woman had taken of her husband in the castle. When the couple looked at the photo, two ghostly figures were on either side of the man. One, a woman in a ball gown, and one, a figure in costume sitting at the table.
Nice.
And the guy had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
That would be wild.
Update, it's a 4-0 bottom of the eighth.
We knew that was going to happen.
Cut his mic. Wait, we don't need that on the podcast. It's not necessary to give me a score.
I was going
to
ask some follow-ups. I'm like, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
We're still... Man. Although if the Red Sox were winning, I'd be doing the same
thing. That's fair. That's right.
What else we got on Bellhurst? I've got all kinds of stuff here.
I was trying to find out what else is on the Haunted History Trail, the New York State Trail. I haven't been able to. It's added onto this haunted trail, but I thought there would be other locations, but I haven't been able to find them yet.
there's till death do us part, lovers who met a tragic end. So like all the haunted locations in the area that are like stories of romance turned deadly or tragic endings, et cetera, et cetera. That'd be pretty cool.
Hmm. Yeah. All this says about the haunted trail is, okay, so from the great spirits invoked by early Native American tribes to the first Dutch settlers who carefully avoided haunted places, New York has harbored centuries of spooky events that simply can't be explained. Interest in the eerie has steadily increased with television and movies exploring the ghosts, UFOs, and things beyond the realm of human understanding. All of this awaits you on the haunted history trail of New York State, as it takes you to the places where human forms come out of the mist and strange lights wink from the dark. Again, I'm not really seeing like a list of the attractions.
Let's get on the trail.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. We got to go to the trail first.
I know. I think Nate read the part where there, you were talking about the showers turning on and off. Mm-hmm. Was that, or was that Pete?
Yeah, I read that.
Glasses flying around. You said that. And mm-hmm. I know about the tablecloths. Guests have shared accounts of hearing a soft lullaby being sung in the middle of the night or the sounds of children playing and screaming in neighborhood rooms. But did we talk about the pregnant woman?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. They're okay. The ones that report that a lot of times.
I totally missed that.
No, oh, you're
with
fine.
The, with hearing the kids. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, screaming and...
And furniture being moved. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I quit. No.
No, don't do that. It's from that baseball score, right?
Yeah. No, I like this place, though. I think it's cool and it's got a good history and good creepiness.
Found it.
What?
9 spots to visit on the haunted trail. Oh, come on. Now it's not going to show.
No, it's playing a video.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got the video, and then so I went to this other one, and now it's not coming up.
By experience or by region? Haunted inns, haunted dining, ghost haunts.
So you got them? I think there's more than 9, but this shows 9 spots. But by God, it won't take me there. It's a blank screen. Look at this.
It's like,
look, Nate. This is. Oh, that's nice. I paid good money for this website. I did.
The current owners, Dwayne and Deb Reeder, purchased the property in 1992. They converted a ranch building in the 1950s to become a guest quarters and constructed a 30,000 square foot facility adjoining the castle as well. Amazing restaurants and a spa have been added to the property, giving the guests the utmost luxury. But there are many reports of paranormal activity on the grounds as guests attest to strange behavior during their stay and stay there time and time again.
Hmm.
30,000 square feet is almost as big as the new studio here. So.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Don't give
almost.
All our secrets away.
Almost.
Yeah.
That's all our secrets. Okay, I found it. It finally pulled up something. 13 curves on Onondaga Hill. I swear that's what it says. 1867 Parkview Inn. Bark Eater Chocolates. Bellhurst Castle. So yes, it did make the list. Bull's Head Inn. So a lot of inns, apparently. Casey's Cottage at Mexico Point State Park. They sound made up, I'm telling you. Chittenango Landing. These are Indian-like based, right? Landing Canal Boat Museum. Cooperstown Candlelight Ghost Tours. Dr. Best House and Medical Museum. Now, that looks cool. I've never heard of that. Dunkirk Historical Lighthouse and Veterans Park. Durand Eastman Park. Erie Albany Ghost Tours. Empty Pockets Ranch. Erie Canal Museum. Oh, my gosh. There's like a ton, though. I thought there was. See, I told you there's a lot more than 9.
The Fainting Goat Island Inn. Yes! Come on. That's cool.
All right. Fort Ontario. Oops. I left it. Darn it. Anyway, there's a ton of them. Yeah. So there's.
There's a lot of haunted
stuff. Fort William Henry Museum.
Genesee Falls Fredericks. Inn.
Yeah, there's a ton of inns and museums.
Hamlet Bed and of Breakfast. Pine Bush, UFO capital of the East Coast.
Oh, I saw that. That looks cool. Yeah, but there's, oh my gosh. So here's our next few episodes. We'll say 50. I mean, there's a ton of them. Hyde Hall.
Did you do New York State yet? No.
Mm-mm.
No. You,
well, I've not. That's most of these.
You want now?
I've not heard of most of these.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, there's like a ton of them. Like I said.
That'd be a big episode.
More episodes. Talking about just like haunted New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have.
So, yeah. Have we?
Oh, I don't know.
I think we did haunted New York City. I think so.
That would have to be separate.
That one.
I know. Because that's New York City. So I get. Much. I know. But I think that's why.
But yeah, these are all on this.
But not like, yeah, the whole state. I don't think. Yeah.
New York Trail. That. Like, that's crazy though. What do you have to do to get on a haunted New York trail? Apparently, quite a
start walking.
Not much, because there's a ton of them.
Yeah, and there's. It's a big state. There's a ton of history. I mean, the closer you get to the East Coast, the more history you're going to go back further and further and further.
Yeah, New York and the New England area, all that. They got so much stuff.
All the historic preservation, all that. That's crazy good.
We may have to do Haunted New Jersey.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See what they have got. I know we've done the Jersey Devil. Mm-hmm. We did that. That was my pick for cryptid. But I don't think we've done.
We have not done New Jersey.
Like, yeah, as a state or, you know, or any specific city or town in New Jersey. So. Yeah.
Are we doing? Have we done that on purpose?
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry, Pete.
That's why he refuses to do New York because of the Yankees. Sorry.
I got a good friend of mine. He's a he's an Islanders fan. So, and he's a Yankees fan. I'm like, oh, Kevin, you know, and he likes IU. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, because he's a grad of IU, so. I don't mind their football program, but
as long as he's not a Rangers fan, I'm down.
No, not a Rangers fan.
That's good.
I got a good buddy of mine, Bill. He's a Rangers fan.
I'm sorry.
He for his birthday, I bought him a Rangers hat. It killed me to do that. I don't like the. I don't mind the Islanders, but
Did you burn your hands when you were handling it? Or?
When they won in '94,
it was disgusting. Messier, it killed me.
Mark Messier.
Like two seasons before that, I bought a 1940 T-shirt. And then they won, and I was like, oh, I can't wear it anymore.
I think it went 7 games. They beat Vancouver that year. Who did Vancouver have? Was it the
goalie was Kirk McLean.
No, the big scoring, big. They call him the...
Pavel Bure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Pavel Bure. He was tough. He was fun.
But we digress.
He had a great nickname.
Only slightly, right?
We just talk about hockey. Yeah.
It's given Nathan...
Sean was like... eerily quiet for a solid minute there.
That's creepy.
I'm fixated on this picture of Bellhurst. I'm also looking up other things, but I'm just.
I found some.
Let's see where that's at.
Personal comments of people that have stayed there. This person was saying, "I was in a bar in the old mansion, and it wasn't being used. I was admiring the paintings, and I heard a loud whisper in my ear, 'Cornelius.' I turned, and no one was there. I notified my friends in the hallway of what happened, and they laughed. I continued to look at paintings in the bar, and my arm hair stood to attention when I looked down, and the title of one of the paintings was a portrait of a man named Cornelius."
Oh, man. Ooh. That'll give you the chills every time, right?
Mm-hmm. And then this other person was there having dinner one night and it was almost closing time. Only a few people left at the tables, and we heard a loud knocking at the back door. Looked out, and no one was there. This was back in 1983. Thought it might be haunted, but now I am sure.
Oh.
Can't deny that.
And then this person says, "We stayed in the billiard room. We heard 3 knocks while we were sleeping. And the following day, we got locked out of our room. And our keys wouldn't even work on it. My friend said she... got sleep paralysis, and my mom kept feeling electric shoots up and down her back all night." This other person commented on that one, said, "We had the same exact experience. Freaked me out."
Same room, I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They don't indicate like a room number. Or a name of the room. Yeah.
Darn it.
This person says, "We spent a weekend in the living room in 1998. I felt something pressing down on my chest to the bed.
Oh, wow.
I tried to move, but was unable to. I reached out to my wife, and it stopped. Scared the excrement out of me."
that's a way to put it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's not what they put, but that's what I said.
Oh.
We could copy Pete Sanded earlier. Just put it right there.
Then the window came crashing down. Definitely made a believer out of me. Also heard footsteps walking on a wooden floor above us all night. The only problem was this was we were some this horrible typing here. The only problem was that we were the only guests staying there, and the second floor above us was carpeted. But they heard footsteps.
Well, you won't hear the footsteps. You'll hear the creaking.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of creaking, that's Whisper's estate. There was no way you can get by.
Lots of creaking going on.
Everything lots of creaks. Everything creaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything creaks.
It was just somebody's knees or something.
Well,
yeah, that was.
We were all a bit aged except for Harrison. Well, Harrison's got his football knees, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of creaking going on. Uh-huh.
Those stairs are narrow. I told Harrison, I said, not only have people been pushed down these stairs, but they're also very narrow, and it hold on, basically going up and down, because, yeah. I mean, you'll be sorry you didn't. This, I said there were 50 men, but this says 48 men, basically, to construct this house, or this castle.
Well, still.
Yeah.
What happened to the other two?
I don't know. They fell, look.
They went insane.
The tower killed two up the fell.
It's a 9.5-hour drive from Plainfield, Indiana to Geneva, New York.
Is that all?
It's not bad.
It's not too bad.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Harrison can drive both ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Harrison
exactly
can drive.
Exactly right.
We'll have Harrison do it, yeah. Yeah, it's not terrible, but yeah. Anyway, what else we got on Bellhurst Castle? Anything?
Yeah, we can tick off the lady in white. Speakeasy. I love that.
Who was the guy? Dick O'Brien?
Dick O'Brien.
He likes to, his favorite chair. And what was the other thing about him? I can't remember what we talked about. He's seen walking around, uh-huh. but also sitting in his favorite chair.
Right. He still frequents the place, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
The crazy Native, Dick Native O'Brien. American heritage of the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it,
you poor know, Isabella.
Another haunted location. Right on a large body of water. So you have that paranormal conduit of water. I mean, I'm sure it's moving because it's a big lake. So
yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of energy. There's
a website
that.
I saw. It listed Bellhurst Castle as one of the 7 most haunted places in the entire state of New York.
Wow.
So, and it was in a contest and it finished 4th.
No wonder it's on the Haunted Trail of New York, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This, did you guys say anything about the sounds that come from
Dick O'Brien?
Dick O'Brien. No. This, I'm gonna read this. If you tell me to stop it.
All right,
get off my lawn. Right. Dozens of guests
on my chair.
Have reported seeing a woman in white standing silently on the front lawn in the middle of the night. When approached, she disappears with a loud sighing moan. It's like not again. There was also a woman who stayed in the Bellhurst Castle as a guest and claimed she was laying in bed one night when she heard 8 distinct taps on the window above her bed.
Oh.
Or her head, excuse me. She got out of the bed and looked, but found nobody around. In addition to the woman in white, multiple guests have reported seeing other apparitions on the ground as well. Some believe they are the spirits of the Seneca Indians running around.
Mm. I can believe that.
Yeah, I could totally believe that. Especially when we hear, like I said, we hear that a lot.
Are they running around, though? Are they just running around?
They were there first. Go away.
They're doing a little rain dance, right?
No, it's good. It's a little good add-on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the architecture. I like the place.
Yeah, it definitely has castle vibe to it. A lot of stonework. Not your traditional like gray stone with turrets.
Right,
it's more
right.
Like the kind of a
brown stone. Which I like. Yeah, I do like that, but it's... got a different.
Yeah, you could make an easy jump to say, oh yeah, that's a castle.
Yeah.
It's got 2 restaurants. Did we say that yet? There's 2.
Oh, the highbrow restaurants, right?
Highbrow, yeah. And they're called Edgar's Restaurant and Stonecutter's Restaurant.
Okay. Oh.
The Stonecutter's is more relaxed and eclectic.
Well, I like the highbrow. I like highbrow dining.
So highbrow would be the Edgar's.
Oh.
Edgar's.
We're going to Edgar's. Todd, are you coming?
No, he's going to Stonecutter's.
Get your monocle. We're going to Edgar's.
Yeah, all right. Monocle. That's awesome. Can you just say that?
Yeah. We need a monocle.
Oh, I need some.
That's hilarious.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good choice, Nate. Good choice.
It is beautiful, mm-hmm. though. Like the pictures. That's why I keep getting transfixed by like, this is beautiful. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I just found a picture of it. Like, like a drone or something off it, over the lake, like showing the whole property.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's at the bottom of this article. It says, when searching for a vacation getaway, what do you look for in a destination? Amazing food, wine tasting, spa, luxury hotel, staying on the water, ghosts, all of the above? None of the above. Seriously, somebody put ghosts on there?
That's hilarious. Check.
Check, 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 check. I'll take wine and ghosts for for the evening. That's hilarious.
Not ghosts that wine, though, because that would be annoying.
No, we don't need any wine. Cheese with your wine, right?
That is one thing. Man, I can't dig wine. Wine and beer, no. Both. Ugh.
I never got into wine.
Can't do beer either. Nope. I always had to drink the sweet, fruity drinks. The food. I spent a ton, fruity, too. All my buddies were beer drinkers. They spent half of what I spent.
It's that highbrow drinking, too.
Yeah. I'm like, daggone it. I got to drink all the fancy drinks, but yeah, I don't, yeah.
Beer. With your monocle?
With my monocle.
I love it. I think this is a first for monocles, too.
I would drink my Long Island with a monocle.
I'm assuming Spanish Don had a monocle.
Just had to have. Oh, yes.
That was
his appeal, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Monocle and top hat.
Like, yeah, she fell for him just for the
and
monocle.
And a cane.
Top
hat. And it even has a little string that makes it go down and comes up like a yo-yo, right?
The curled mustache waxed.
A pocket watch.
Yeah.
Spinning it.
Now you're just getting silly.
Speaking of, real quick.
Yes.
I wanted to say it earlier. About the dowsing rods. Mm-hmm. Remember when they were spinning one way and Austin goes...
Now spin the other way.
Spin it, and it son did. Of a gun if they didn't spin God, the I'm other you. Way. And Harrison's literally just holding them and it went the opposite way just as fast.
That's
I had to mention that because...
I don't understand. Like, I'm a either. Skeptical person. I'm an open-minded skeptic, but I don't understand some of the things we heard, saw, and witnessed there. And I don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah,
you can't and I know my son. That's the thing is, if it was somebody else's son, I might be like, there's some trickery there. No, there's just not. And even Harrison's like, I don't know, Dad.
I mean, they're literally spinning in his and then they reversed, and I was like, what is going? that sold me. That on some of the questions,
Austin's a huge skeptic, and he goes, I didn't really believe much in dowsing rods beyond like finding water and things underground, but he goes, with the question stuff and your son, he's like, I'm pretty sold.
I just don't know why I had luck outside with him, but I didn't have any luck
same
at
thing
all
here.
Inside. Yeah, and they didn't.
Scott and Corey made I don't know if you heard him in this house, and they said, oh, he's so pure of heart. You know, like he's young.
Yeah.
When we get older, we get, we get beliefs and we get stuck in our ways and we don't.
Jaded.
We're jaded, right. And he's not. He's just like, I don't know what any of this stuff is.
Innocent.
So he was just, So
that's a good point.
I think Corey was the one to point that out. And I think Scott was like, yeah, that makes sense. So they were kind of discussing that downstairs.
Corey's so smart.
She's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she has a haunted store.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's haunted and it's Halloween haunted. But yeah.
Speaking of, hopefully she's feeling better because she said she had a bout of vertigo.
Yep.
Had to close the store.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I said,
bummer. Just get better.
I've never had that, but I heard
it's better by Saturday. That's all I ask.
Well, before we wrap this up, Pete, Sean, Nate, do we have any else on Bellhurst?
I do not.
No. We're going. You decided that like in the beginning. So, which
yeah, put that on the list.
I concur.
Yeah. I really wish you would have made a list. I'm going to see how long it
is. A long list.
That would have been a list. So, I say we go. 9.5 hours. Shoot.
The whole trail and start,
Oh, yeah. We'll do all the other stuff. Yeah. Plenty to see.
I mean, there were 50 on the list at least, right? So, I don't know what you have to do on that list or to get on that list, but probably not much, apparently, if there's that many.
Well, when they find out Bill Edge Creeped Out's coming.
A little haunted. Right. Mean, oh, yeah.
They'll be begging to get on the list.
Yeah. Don't you know who we are?
Didn't care.
Yes, we do.
And now we do.
You know, Todd's the guy with the monocle.
The Tussy Mustang.
Oh, my God. Well, if that's all we got, that was good. That was a fun topic to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty neat place. Go check it out, Creepies. Look it up. Look at the pictures. Definitely look at the pictures. what you got?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what'd you find?
He's got
I was looking at our show flow. Instead of just an N, you type Nate.
I did. I wanted to. Like, I thought you were going to see that,
no
but I thought, well, he hadn't said anything.
Yeah, I just now noticed it.
Android trickery over there.
I was like, I wonder if I had a thumbs down on this one.
No. I did on purpose. I thought I was wondering if you're going to notice that.
Big Nate.
I did.
Can you type thumbs up and see if it actually pops up with the thumbs up emoji?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why I put an N. I literally put an N. And when it shows up on his,
it gives me a thumbs up.
Is it on yours, Sean?
No, never. No, it's just the Android thing.
That's
Android's playing with him.
I was trying to tell you to get ditch the Android, go with the Apple. That's what I was trying to tell you.
And vice versa, right?
I'm an Apple. It's for work. I don't really care for it. But
it's all.
They gave it to me.
Take what they give you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming off of the topic here, let's see, Sean's middle-aged moment or dark side, mm-hmm, which the spirits at Whispers does not like or do not like. I'm saying okay, middle-aged moment, because last week it was dark side, and Nate and I both got it. I'm saying moment. Pete, what do you say?
Dark side.
I think because Pete's here, it's going to be a moment.
I think it's a moment.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is for Pete, and I asked Pete earlier, like, okay, give me your favorite band, song, whatever. He couldn't give me a song. There's so many. But band-wise, we're going with Queen.
Nice.
All right. Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
Because that's song. We're having that kind of a night, right?
Stop me now.
That is a band
gonna get,
that I came
to. We're
going to
get
late.
Sued now, Nate. Yeah,
that's
sing
a band that I appreciate now, but I, as a kid or a young adult, I just didn't quite get, but I do like them. So
I do too.
Good choice.
I'm going to make Pete do it. No, I'm just kidding. Tonight, I'm going to have myself a real good time, which we are, right? Yeah. I feel alive and the world, I'll turn it inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. Don't stop me now. Don't stop me because I'm having a good time. Having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky. Yeah, 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call. Right, Pete? Don't stop me now. Because I don't know why I said that. Because I'm having a good time. Yes, I'm having a good time. Don't stop me at all. Yeah, I'm not going to keep going because it keeps going. But for you, I'm going to stop just because.
I butchered it enough. I said nothing.
I butchered it enough. I know.
You're just don't there. Stop Sean now.
Because he's having a good time. So that, for no other reason, but for the great Pete Peterson, and we appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
He's like, I'm never coming again after that.
Yeah.
No way.
Mic drop, deals off.
First and last time. Edit all that stuff out. All the P parts, edit out.
The P parts? Oh, boy. Well, that was good. Thank you, Sean.
Is that the PP parts? The Pete Peterson parts?
End it.
Shout outs.
Your segment's over. Okay.
It was over.
No wonder it
was over before it started.
No wonder the Whispers of State spirits don't like it.
I couldn't understand it, but now I do.
Yeah. You get it now?
Yeah, they're just sitting there going, we are confused.
What the heck was that?
Not this guy again.
Maybe the dad jokes were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just moved up a notch right in their book.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Sean. That was a good choice. We are two shout-outs. Who wants to start with shout-outs? Anybody have shout-outs? Let's do Pete. Yeah. He's the guest. Yeah. Pete, any shout-outs this week you want to give to anybody?
I do not have any. I mean, thanks to you guys for making this happen, all of us in the same room at the same time. Yeah. It was a blast, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you being here.
Not having dinner.
I had dinner before I left. I threw together.
No, that's the other times that all four of us have been together.
It's usually just at dinner.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have to get that scheduled, mm-hmm, but you know, you guys keep, something comes up.
We're going to the Ale Emporium, right?
Yeah, because that just opened. When you guys were talking about it, I think it was on the main episode.
So my mom and his mom.
I have to update you now.
What?
My mom, I asked my mom and Bob, I said, hey, what did you guys think about the Ale Emporium? She's like, we loved it. Food was great. She was like, it was a little bit loud and a lot going on, but we loved it. And so I said, oh, it's funny because, you know, a couple other people didn't care for it as
much. My mom hated it.
Yeah.
Really?
She goes, I don't know what they're talking about. So I said, Todd wanted to know. He's like, I'm curious to see what Jackie and Bob say.
My mom did not like the chicken quesadillas. Not at all.
Had she gone to another location like years ago?
She had never been to Ale Emporium. I hadn't either. And what's funny is on Plainfield Chatter on Facebook, somebody brought up that they went to the Avon location and they were griping about the terrible service, the food, that they ordered wings.
Yes.
They said it was awful. Yeah. Yeah. They ripped it apart. They're like, did I just not order the right? Yeah.
My mom said that it was, so
I want to check it out.
That
though.
Plate thing didn't happen there. It was another place.
Oh,
so, okay. And he did try to walk out with the plate and they said, where are you going with that? And he goes, I paid $2 for it.
Told
and
you.
I said, was he being funny? And she goes, he did give it back, but he was perturbed at that they charged him $2 for an extra plate. And it was, they did tack on more, but it was because they wanted sweet potato fries. But she said it wasn't a big deal. Like it was an upgrade, but they requested it. So that's why they got charged more. But
gotcha.
Well, when it's a new place like that, any place, I always hope they like, bring it up in a courteous manner to like the manager or the host or something and say, hey, because they want to know to get it right.
Right.
Especially if, you know, something screwed up or if it was a one-off thing, you know.
I'm going to guess they probably didn't.
What was it that Gloria, you know, friend of your mom and my mom, she, I can't remember what she ordered.
Another song.
Was it a...
you got her number?
Gloria. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm trying to think what that was. I think it was a tenderloin or something. Anyway, it was good. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, you got the remnants of it, right?
Yeah. She ate half of it, and yeah, I liked it. So I told my mom, I said, I'm in. I'm going.
Yeah. Put it on the list.
Yeah, put it on the list.
That's right.
Maybe we can go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's near Costco or
no,
Walmart?
No, it's right next. It's in the same strip mall as...
Is it Walmart?
Oh, not Tractor Supply. What's the other...
Rural King.
Rural King. Rural King. Yeah, okay. It's Rural King. There's like
that's what my mom said.
There's like a gym, and then there's like a diner. That's currently closed, but yeah, it's right on the end.
Okay.
You know where Danny's ice cream is? Mm-hmm. Danny's Mexican ice cream? No. It's right in there, yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Fantastic ice cream.
Okay. Nice. So you have no shout-outs, Pete?
Apparently I had a ton, because I was like, we're spilling about it. Shout-out
to
Alan
Horn.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Danny's ice cream. Nate?
Yes. Shout-out to someone that a lot of people know. He's more of a... local legend, Bob Kavoyan passed away recently.
God bless him.
From the Bob and Tom Show.
From Bob and Tom Show, yes. The
syndicated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's been battling cancer for a long time.
Yep. That was sad.
Or for several years, anyway.
I'm telling you, part of my childhood dies every day.
Right? Like, I know. Yeah. I feel that too.
I mean, because I've known Bob and Tom since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Or about Bob and Tom. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Good shout out to Bob. Yeah. I reposted the video about Tom talking about Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was like, maybe sad, but is that all your shout outs?
Yes.
Okay. That was a good one. What about you, Sean?
I'm going to shout out to Pete. I appreciate you being here. We all appreciate you being here. Going to shout out to Whispers Estate. We appreciate them hosting us over the weekend, and Austin, Lydia, Scott and Corey and Harrison for hanging out with us. And we had an awesome time. And thanks to the spirits, even though they don't like our sections, but that's okay. it's going to, not mine, but yours is going to grow on them. So.
Yeah, probably.
And they love
like me. A fungus.
They love me.
Like a fungus.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Ditto. That's what I was going to say. Shout out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The Whispers Estate. Yeah. Scott, Corey, Lydia, Austin. It was fun. And Harrison. Mm-hmm. And you. It was a fantastic time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. So. I don't think I had any other shout outs. No, that was it. So, sponsorship time, Nate. Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, for your sponsorship. We love you and Greenwood Happy Haunts.
We do love them. And the store.
And the store.
Yeah. Hi, Nate.
They're awesome.
He's like, they're the best ever.
Read what we printed out for you. Just read the words.
Are you going to be nice to him when you see him?
Yeah, you're going to see him this Saturday.
Are you? Is he, though?
Or are you going? I don't know if you're going.
I'll be at the camper.
I was going to say, you're not going. You're not going. We talked about this before. He's coming in. He'll see him in June.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he's got some time to be nice.
I did not know that. Okay.
It's going to take a while to get
there. Oh, it is okay. Nate will be there in spirit. So we're bringing the dowsing rods on Saturday, and we're like,
there you go.
Is Nate? No, I was kidding. Who likes Nate? Everybody. Dang it. They even like him here. We can't get a no anywhere.
Sean was hoping that they'd go this way, and then
I really did. I'm not surprised.
Cross for yes. Just,
I sent him.
I'm a likable guy.
I sent those. Yeah, we took videos of that, which is hilarious because I'm like, okay, we got. And then we sent it to him, and he goes, nice. But I was like, I hope Nate doesn't think this is trickery because this is like legit.
The other thing that it told me I wasn't going to get was my Corvette. I've always wanted a Corvette. Mm-hmm. And I said, am I going to get a Corvette? I must have asked it three or four times, and, every time, every single bread apart. I'm like, son of a gun.
Work with me here.
Yeah.
But it did say
your fate is in your hands.
Yeah,
that's right. I know. That's a true story.
Yeah. Prove him wrong.
I'm proving him.
He's good.
And I'm going to work on my dad jokes. I'm going to back on it. They're going to love him.
Once he gets that Corvette, he's going to like speed past Whispers of State like beep, beep.
But a Corvette is also a type of sailing ship. So maybe you have to make a distinction between a car and the ship.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe it's thinking, he wants a freaking ship, sailing ship?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, he's not getting that. Yeah. Why can't he ask for the car?
Yeah, what an idiot.
Well, give him the car.
That's true. You know what? We're going back to Whispers of State. After your book signing, we're going to go back to Whispers.
Let's go, Harrison.
get Harrison because he's the one that they work with. All right. Well, we do love Scott and Corey, Greenwood Happy Haunts. Go check out their store. It is awesome, and they are awesome people. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Second announcement, Sean.
I got him. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two ways. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. And Pete, if you're wondering, no, I don't have this memorized yet. He's like,
it sounds every time. I'm like, he doesn't even read this. He just
it's an airy verbatim. Right. He reads it. Script, not script.
Yeah.
See me moving it up.
Go
slow.
Get you some merch. Yeah. Go
That's
get
right. some yeah. merch. Toilet seat cover.
Somebody was going to bring it up.
That's right.
Cover yourself in Mako merch.
Make sure when you put it down when you're done, though.
That's a question for Whispers of State. Will somebody buy a Mako toilet seat cover? You know,
it'd probably spin on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spin it like, yes.
Somebody's going to buy one.
Lots of people.
We do have some cool merch. So we do. We can get a lot of stuff. Coffee mugs, shirts, sweatshirts, t-shirts.
Hats.
I'm wearing my hat. I got my hat.
That's what I'm sitting here staring at.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Sean, for the second announcement.
You're most welcome.
Now, as far as Whispers of State, this is their favorite part. Nate, go ahead. Yes. Help us out. Go ahead.
Spanish Don says that's a rat.
Oh, Spanish Don. That cracks me up.
You can't argue with the spirits, though, with this kind of
Spanish Don.
He's masterful with it. I know. It's a true story.
There you go, Whispers. There's your that's a rat that you love so much.
Now.
Right. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 265 and our discussion on Bellhurst Castle. Until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.
Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.